And this is exactly the central issue for almost every human being. How to end this notion that almost everybody carries that they need to get away from themselves. And people have the idea, well, if nothing else accomplishes it, at least when I die, at least when I die. Well, you may not have it, you may be luckier than most, but many people carry this idea, at least when I die, then that's kind of an escape hatch. I go to a better place. Or I cease to exist, just like when you're asleep and you don't know you're asleep, and then there's nothing to worry about. But there's really no escape hatch in this universe. There's nowhere to escape to. So even when you die, that's not an escape. You don't float off to some better realm where everything's easier. And you don't extinguish so that there's nothing you have to be concerned with. This is it. There is no alternate reality. Reality is the alternate reality. Just judging by faces, some people are happy to hear this, and other people are, oh my God. Pretty much one or the other, not a lot of in between. But it's neither good news or bad news. It's just the fact of the matter. The fact of the matter is, here you are, everything is the way it is. You didn't create it. You don't determine it. You don't control it. You don't even know 1 second from now what's going to be, let alone what happens next year, next decade, or when you die. You don't have much information. The information you think you have is conditioned, borrowed, inculcated, not based on actual experience, for the most part. You're up the creek without a paddle. Mm. And this is what we all have in common. What we share, more essentially than anything else in this life, is we're all on the same lifeboat. Nobody's the captain. Nobody has a map. Nobody knows how to navigate. Nobody knows where the ocean ends. And we're all crammed in here together. And everybody has some kind of idea of how to survive, how to escape. Survive and escape are synonymous in that sense.